Hey friends, Jamie Grace, and welcome to the Waited Out podcast, a podcast all about dating, relationships, and other things worth waiting for. I just did something very Southern. I'm not sure if you guys know what it is. People in the South, they put the in front of a lot of things, and or they add an S to it. So they'll say the Target or Targets, or the worst is when they say the Targets. And so I'm from the South, and I just call this the Waited Out podcast. I mean, that's valid in the context I set up, but I'm just a little disappointed in myself that I didn't just say welcome to Waited Out. Or do I say the, oh my goodness. Okay. This has been an hour so far of me talking, 30 seconds exactly. And I need to just jump into the actual topic for today. This question, I don't know her. Oh, actually she does say her name. Yes. And I'm going to share her name today. Because we talk about dating and romantic relationships, but this is not something that, you know, is risking her privacy. And also she has a really cool name. So going to read her message. She says, "Hi, my name is Ulani. I've been loving you since the first Boys, Boys, Boys video came out. Thanks, girl. I watched almost every song from the 91 Anthems Challenge. Thank you so much." I did a challenge on YouTube where I sang a song a day for 91 days. And I think 87 of them were original songs written that day for my fans, for their stories. Okay, back to her question. Life for me hit a huge, not bump, but blessing in disguise. My parents moved to Colombia, South America 2 days ago. I'm 20, so I'm in college, and I lived an hour from where they lived, but we were super tight, super close, super there for each other, and now they're so far. So it's been really hard. I found myself in situations where the innocent kids I nanny say, go home and show your parents. Not their fault, but still kind of hurts. Then crying, then loving God, but not wanting to pray about it because I know I'm going to totally sob or probably sob. But all in all, I know you can maybe relate. But I was wondering if you have a song about this or lyrics about this, any advice or input, which isn't usual because I usually try to deal with things alone, you know? Yeah, so I love this message. It's a little lengthy, but I love that it's lengthy because I feel like she's really just dumping all of her feelings and emotions. And she's like, what do I do? And I can relate to this to an extent. My parents are not in another country, but my sister did. There was a season where she lived in England, and my sister's my best friend, and that was really difficult for me. And then also right now, my parents they're bi-coastal, meaning they live in both Atlanta, Georgia, and Los Angeles, California. My mom has doctors both here in LA, which is why we moved here, and in Atlanta. And so my parents are constantly back and forth, but there are seasons like right now when they are primarily in Georgia, and I really don't see them a ton. I don't get to talk to them a ton, and I just feel disconnected and kind of feel guilty sometimes for, like, because I know that they really would like to be here full time because it's where the, like, where more specialists are for my mom and everything. So sometimes I feel kind of guilty, like, oh, how do I do this? And so I think if I could say anything, I would say to you, how do you say your name? Ulani. I would tell you that this is normal. Like, all these feelings that you're feeling, it's a part of growing up, the part of life when we realize that we're not little kids anymore, and that, you know, and I do say that with, you know, with grace, and because I do understand that this is really difficult, and some people are no longer, you know, with their parents because of really difficult reasons in childhood. But this seems like a somewhat traditional. I do get that this is different because your parents moved to another country, so that's very difficult. But this is somewhat a part of what a lot of young adults go through when they get a little bit older, and it's navigating through, how do I live my life? How do I do my thing without my parents by my side? And it doesn't sound like you're codependent. You don't seem unhealthy, and like, you don't seem to have an unhealthy attachment to your parents. You sound like you really love your mom and dad, and you're having a difficult time that they're all the way across the country or in another country, and you don't get to just call them, and you don't get to take the weekend to go see them. It's an hour drive. It's now multiple hours just to fly there. And I just want you to know that this is normal. This is okay how you're feeling. I know that I'm really close to my parents. And so a lot of times, like, when I talk about it, people will make me feel guilty for it. Like, oh my gosh, you're so close to your parents, or you're so dependent, or whatever. And unfortunately, our culture is kind of bred a mentality of, you know, when we as young women, when we turn 13, we're done with our moms because we're total brats and divas, and we're just disconnected from our parents, and we're always embarrassed by them, and we don't want to be seen around them. But for a lot of us, yeah, of course we have those moments where we're embarrassed by our parents and we want to do our own thing. But for a lot of us, it's totally normal to miss our parents. And I'm so sorry that that you're dealing with this disconnection, this physical disconnection from them. And I know this might sound cheesy, but I would just encourage you to know that even though you are physically disconnected from them, like that doesn't mean that you are emotionally connected from them. You know, you guys can still like call each other on the phone and make videos back and forth. And maybe what you guys do is maybe you find a creative way to invest in your relationship, that something that you've never done before. So maybe it's writing letters back and forth, like mailing letters, because I know that's something that seems a little old fashioned and we don't do that anymore. But maybe you do write letters to each other. Or maybe you send postcards back and forth of random things. Maybe it's video oriented. You know, YouTube has a really cool feature called Unlisted, where when you upload a video, you can choose for it to be public, which is public. Private, which means only the person logged into the account can see it. And then Unlisted has a feature where anyone that has the link can see it, but it's not available via search engines like the YouTube search engine, the search bar, or the Google search bar. Ask Jeeves if you still use that. So essentially what you guys could do is, you know, maybe you make videos back and forth to each other and you put them unlisted or even put them public on YouTube. And I know that seems totally random, but I would just encourage you guys to find some creative ways to, you know, to build your relationship and to continue your relationship. And I'm sorry that you guys aren't, you know, able to be near each other all the time. I think that's really sad. I do think it's cool that now you get to go to Colombia if you ever want to visit. And I know you said it's a blessing in disguise. So there are some positives about them moving. And maybe that's one of the things too, is that you've got somewhere really beautiful to go, you know, for the holidays or during the summer, or if they're there for missions, then you can go and serve. But if they're there because this is their retirement season, then you can go and vacay. I'm not sure why they're there, but hopefully you're able to go visit them, and hopefully you're able to spend some time with them and continue to build community in your area. And the other thing that I would suggest, I know when I was in college, I went to school in Nashville, Tennessee for a semester, and my parents helped me make sure that I had a good community there. And Mark and Aegis, they're husband and wife. They now have two adorable children, but they didn't have any children at the time. And they kind of became like my aunt and uncle when I was in town. And they checked up on me. Well, they would take me to church every Sunday, then take me to lunch after. They were the ones that I called if I needed something locally. They would take me to the movies every couple weeks, or just come and, you know, just spend the afternoon with me on campus. My husband, Aaron, when he moved from St. Louis to Los Angeles to pursue a relationship with me, before we were married, we didn't live together. And so he lived with a sweet couple. They are empty nesters. Their names are Paul and Karen, and they became like an aunt and uncle to him. And so that's another thing that I would just encourage you to do is, I love your honesty at the end of this one. You say typically you do try to handle this on your own. That is also the way that I operate as well. And I get that. But let's just as a loner community, that's a thing. I want to encourage you to go out and connect, and maybe through your church or your school, or your friend's parents, to, or maybe your actual aunt and uncle, to make sure that you have wise people that you can at least see once a week or once every other week or once every couple weeks, however much you need to see and to be loved on. And I know this is hard. I'm sorry. I don't have a solution because I can't, you know, tell your parents to move back, but I'm really sorry. I hope that you guys are able to see each other soon and FaceTime a lot. And yeah, I hope that you guys are continue your strong, incredible relationship, even though it looks a little bit different now. I hope for you guys. I have hope that it will be a beautiful thing. All right, guys. Well, thanks so much for listening to this podcast episode. This is so random, but ADHD is here. I was thinking when I was listing all the reasons why your parents could be moving to Colombia, it could also be because they're from Colombia. Maybe they're going back home. I don't know. This is a random thing I forgot to say. All right, guys. If you have any more questions, you can hit me up on the app Anchor, A-N-C-H-O-R, free app. Look for the podcast called Wait It Out and click call in, and you can leave a question there. All right, guys. Well, that's all I got for you today. Bye.